5.
3733. I've never been so happy to hear long-haired devil music in my life. 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about anything you want to talk about. However, this is one of those days that is kind of important for a lot of people. Today is the 11th day of the 11th month. If you don't know, in 1918, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month was a very important hour. That's when World War I was supposed to end. Armistice Day. That is the day that has currently been turned into Veterans Day. And the intention was this was the largest conflict that the world had ever seen. It was really an evolution of other conflicts that had come before, the Franco-Prussian War, certainly. And people had never experienced war on this scale before. Prior to that, every war prior to that, more people died from diseases and stab wounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, those stab wounds was how people died. Yeah, certainly.
They had no antibiotics at that time.
Yeah, they certainly put musket balls in the air.
They actually didn't have them during World War I either. So it wasn't until World War II.
Is that right? Yeah, I wouldn't.
Penicillin was like 1940s.
Okay. Yep. It's good that we have a doctor on the show.
not yet. Pseudo. But anyway.
You do the work of a doctor. For very little pay.
I play
pay.
One on the radio.
Very little pay. So, so this war was entirely different. There they have machine guns, tanks were brought to the battlefield, large artillery, and airplanes came to the battlefield also. Ships were used in a way that they had never been used before. The battleship was a very important feature, and it was global. It happened in Africa. It happened in Asia. It happened in Europe. To some extent, there were a couple of things that may have happened on the North American continent. I couldn't speak to South America. I'm sure some expert out there could. But World War I really left people with a distaste for war. It was an awful, awful conflict. Mm. And World War II, sort of brought it all back. World War II is World War I, the part two. I mean, it's really just that conflict again. And if it wasn't for the Treaty of Versailles, Germany likely would have never wanted the fight that came to them, would have never, brought Hitler forward, and Austria would have never elected him. People say that Hitler was not elected democratically, and that's true in Germany. But in Austria, his government was absolutely elected democratically. So, the unfairness of the treaty and is what brought Germany in. And the way that treaty was able to be unfair was essentially the million men of the United States that were brought in late in the war, led by Black Jack Pershing. And let me look right here. Pershing, just to make sure I had that right.
Okay.
And it really threw the balance and allowed Germany to be defeated more soundly. They were kind of tricked, too. It was supposed to be a much more equitable thing. Mm-hmm. And then when the terms came back after the war had essentially stopped, the terms were brought forward. And at that point, what are they going to do? The war stopped on both sides.
They can't really say no.
And Germany was having a terrible time as far as insurrection goes. Actually, France had nearly had a soldier strike. This was the time when people's unions were important. So they had soldiers' unions and that kind of thing. To me, what's important about World War One is this really odd thing that hasn't occurred in too many times in history, that the peace was prescribed, the armistice was signed, but it didn't go into effect for another 6 hours. The armistice was signed at 5:10 a.m.
Yeah.
In a train car in like French woods or something, and they wanted to be able to get the word out across the battlefield or wherever. And I agree that it's going to take a certain amount of time. But can you imagine once you've heard the message, the battle is going to be
over
at 11?
And then you die at 10:30.
And this happened.
Or your friend dies. Yeah, oh, it did.
It absolutely happened. This was a terrible conflict in which, you know, so many millions of people died, and most of them were soldiers, men at arms. There were like 10% civilian deaths in World War One, which is small.
But the overall number of deaths was much higher. Like, there were many more people overall who died
than
in current conflicts.
Yeah, well, absolutely in current conflicts. If you take a look at the Iraq War, I mean, it was the civilian deaths were like 90% in the Iraq War, according to the State Department documents leaked by WikiLeaks. Of course,
right.
They don't want to own up to those, but they got their stamp at the top. So
I trust WikiLeaks.
Yeah, well, I trust the United States government knows what they're talking about. Those are their papers. Mm. So this conflict was just entirely different. And I want you to imagine what this would be like. To be on a battlefield, I mean, you know, soldiers' lives are, they talk about honor and duty and things like that. And the futility of this, the pointlessness of this. Why did the United States get into the conflict of World War One? Why did, and frankly, if you know, why did they get into any of these conflicts? I mean, there's, you know, so few of the wars out there really make a lot of sense when you start breaking them down. And I've spent a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big war buff. And I didn't start out as a peacenik, not by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's studying war that caused me to be one. And
I see. That's interesting. I'm kind of glad that you have all this knowledge about past military conflicts and stuff because, you know, to some extent, it's interesting to talk about it. It gives you at least credibility with some segment of our listeners. I had the kind of opposite experience. I did start out as a peacenik.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I always hated history because I just didn't want to hear about the war.
History
I was
really
already
is.
Against the next war.
History is it's a history of wars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, until you get into the 20th century when they, you know, have more information, it's really about wars. That's what you learn about
and
over and over.
It's written from a specific perspective. Like they say, the victors define history. And that is absolutely true. And it's also, you know, in many cases, written from the perspective of dominant forces in the world, so like basically Europeans, white people, and colonialism is a really nasty history too. But back to the war thing, I mean, it's very unpleasant to hear about and learn about. And I think
it's not going to get pleasant tonight, let me tell you.
No, I'm sure it's not, and that's okay because at least it's real. But when you go to a place like a government school, they really. The way that it's presented, I think, does a lot of people a disservice. It doesn't impress upon them the horribleness of war. I mean, you get a vague sense of that, but you're not reading firsthand accounts. You're just being told memorize these dates and these important events in these wars. And you never, at least I didn't, get a big picture view of why these things happened. And if you did, I think you'd realize, well, this is nothing but a bunch of governments struggling for power, and all these people are getting caught up in that, and why should we endorse it or support it at all, you know?
Right. I mean, this is the conflict of millionaire politicians, and, you know, why in the world I'm going to die over that? I don't understand why.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to hear about that perfect war, that just war. I'm not against a just war. If you're attacked, then take it to them. But so many times these, what are interpreted as attacks, it's like, well, that's pretty soft evidence.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free call in line 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the, well, it's a live Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. So, I am reading an article here, or starting to read an article here from historylearningsite.co.uk.
Which, by the way, I'm just about to send this out to our Twitter and Facebook feeds, and if you want to get updates on what we're talking about during the show and any sort of news that happens with the show, you can follow Free Talk Live on Twitter, at Free Talk Live, all one word, or you can also like us on Facebook, right?
That's right. Yep. Thanks. Yeah, it's the way... The way to connect with Free Talk Live, or one of the ways to connect with Free Talk Live.
And the other listeners. So, yeah, I will blast out this article that you're just about to talk about, Mark. I see at the top it says History Learning Site. I think I need that because I kind of blocked out all the history that I was supposed to be learning in government school. Because, like I said in the last segment, I was so disgusted and turned off by the idea of just war and memorizing all these dates. And it just didn't appeal to me. And so maybe I'll learn something from this, too.
We will see, but first, let's go to Alex in Tennessee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I've been listening to you guys for, well, I think since you had your first affiliate in Tennessee, one of your first affiliates.
Marysville?
Yep, Maryville.
Maryville? Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and you've introduced me to a lot of ideas that I think of that have really... open my mind up and help me out. But I think one of the things that has helped me the most, especially recently, is Stephanie talking about the paleo diet.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's good to hear. Thank you.
And that I had heard you mention a few times, and I didn't really have any idea what exactly it was. And then one night you were talking about a movie a guy made called Fathead.
Yes, Tom Naughton is the director.
Yeah, and after hearing you talk about that, I was like, oh, that sounds like an interesting movie. I'll go check that out. And while it's not all the things he says in there aren't strict, a lot of it is strictly kind of paleo, and I'm not strictly, but I'm trying to get a little bit better about it. I still have a few things that kind of hung up about, but I've been doing this for probably about 2 months now. Before that, I'd gotten to a point where I was about 300 pounds. I felt sick and bloated, tired all the time. I was drinking way too much.
Yeah.
And I first started losing a little weight just mainly based on portion control more than anything else. And then I looked into the paleo thing, and I've probably lost about 20 pounds since then.
Wow, congratulations, just in the past 2 months,
exercising.
Huh?
I've lost almost 50 pounds now. I'm almost down 50 pounds.
Wow, so you feel better, huh?
I feel a heck of a lot better.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I even feel better emotionally.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like some of the depression I would have, I just don't have it anymore.
So let me ask about the drinking. Are you not drinking as much as you were?
No, I've cut that back quite a bit, too.
And I think that this is one of the real keys because, I mean, alcohol is just a bunch of calories, and it doesn't really provide you with anything nutritional. I mean, it provides you with, drunken state.
I started to lose some weight even before I cut back my drinking, but I've done that as well. I added that to it as well.
And, yeah, you know what? One of the things about weight loss is that once you get on a roll, like once you start to notice some results, you change some habit or something, and then you notice some results, it turns out that when you feel healthier, it's like its own reward, and pretty soon you start realizing that, hey, I feel so good, why would I ever want to go back to my old habits? Because I just know that I feel so much better. Is that what you experienced?
I don't think I would have ever got started down this road until ended a relationship. And it probably should have ended about 2 years before it did. And,
yeah, so you've been making a lot of changes in your life, huh?
Yeah, and not having somebody there to help me cook all my meals and the way they wanted, and they were... now I get to pick what I want to eat. And, I don't see not being able to have restricting myself on certain things. I don't see that as limiting. I see there's more opportunities to be creative with what I'm cooking, with what I have, and with real food.
So yeah, let's explain the paleo diet real quick for folks that haven't experienced this.
Okay, so, well, I guess What it is trying to eat the way that our bodies are adapted to process food. So for a long part of human evolutionary history, we were hunter-gatherers, right? And we didn't have things like grains that are in everything. We didn't have a lot of sugar, access to sugar. And
there's a lot of evidence that sugar is a poison. I mean,
yeah. And didn't have processed foods. And so what the paleo diet is, I guess there's different schools of thought, but basically it's natural foods, a lot of plants and animals like meats and eggs and
vegetation,
stuff like that.
Meats.
Mm-hmm.
What about fruits?
Fruits.
Milk?
No, you can't milk a wild animal, so there would be no milk, no dairy.
I suppose you could eat whatever's in its udder, and as I understand, mothers produce that stuff too.
Yeah, they do, but probably breast milk wasn't a huge part of caveman diet, but
oh.
I don't know, maybe. Sure. But
you probably go a long, long way by cutting out the processed sugars.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things for a lot of people, as I remember, there's about 30% of Caucasian people that have this gene that is associated with celiac disease, which is intolerance to wheat gluten.
Mm-hmm.
And gluten is a protein that's in wheat. And if you look at, like, if you go down a grocery store shelf or something like that, there is wheat in everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's even
wheat.
Cheap
filler.
There's
a
wheat in shampoo. Like,
yeah.
It'll say wheat protein added or something like that. And it's just everywhere. And one of the biggest reasons for that is because government subsidizes wheat extremely heavily.
Yeah.
And corn. Corn is another thing.
Grains, yeah.
Yeah. So, realizing that stuff gives you some power. And the corn subsidies is kind of leads down another road because corn oil is also really ubiquitous, and vegetable oil, like soybean oil and corn oil are big ones.
I hear they hydrogenate that stuff, too.
They do, yeah. So the hydrogenation is...
I have no idea what that means.
it means subjecting the oil... Vegetable oil is liquid at room temperature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they subject it to a chemical process that adds... that changes the fat in a way that it's solid at room temperature, so the melt point is higher. And when you add that stuff to foods, it leads to the foods having a longer shelf life. But at the same time, this is actually really bad for you. And if you remember back in the day, like, 80s and 90s, government was saying, butter's bad for you.
Yeah.
Eat margarine instead.
Absolutely. This is what was being said at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And
margarine,
eggs were bad, too.
Hydrogenated fat. And so they realized this when everybody was eating margarine and getting sicker and fatter, and the low-fat craze was going on at the same time where everything is sugar instead of fat to make it taste good. And so it just leads to this nutritional disaster, and people didn't get any healthier from the food pyramid. So,
Alex, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Alex. I'm really glad to hear his story because it's nice to have some feedback, and I feel inspired by it.
I think it's great to hear from somebody who's been listening for so long ago.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years on the air now on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots Only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about anything. We're talking about the Veterans Day here and giving a little history on it. But somebody just called in about the paleo diet and how it changed. And Stephanie, you're on it?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I wouldn't even say it's a diet.
Yeah.
It's just
lifestyle.
A way of eating.
They
yeah.
do say that. The paleo lifestyle is often how it's referred to.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does extend to lifestyle because it goes beyond diet, but yeah, we can talk about that later. Let's save that.
Well, if you're looking for camping, hunting, I mean, it's hunting season many places around the United States.
Hey, you could go paleo and just hunt your own game meat and become a caveman.
Yeah, you could do just that. We'll be talking about strategic survival in an upcoming segment. Camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want and at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they have the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Great website. You really can get some of the lowest prices there at ManVentureOutpost.com. So, going on with my article here from, it was historylearningsite.co.uk, and it's talking about the last day of World War One, and this is the day that essentially is celebrated to some extent inside of Veterans Day. Obviously, it's been broadened to talk about all the veterans. But to me, I think that sort of the futility. World War One really encapsulates the futility of war, the pointlessness of many of the deaths.
Especially that time between the armistice signing and when it actually ended. Yeah.
You know, what we have a tendency to do in war is look at the outcome, look at the amount of deaths, and say, well, was that worth it or wasn't worth it? And, you know, everybody's got their own answer. But death isn't something that happens wholesale. It's something that happens retail and individually. Every death matters to somebody. And that's what I want to get across here.
Whether they're an American or a part of whatever, quote, other group.
We're going to start with the Americans on this list. In particular, Americans took heavy casualties on the last day of war. This was because their commander, General John Pershing, this is Black Jack Pershing, I think the only five-star general, but I mean there might be some dispute on that one. The last five-star general, something like that. It's believed that the Germans had to be, he believed they had to be severely defeated at a military level to effectively teach them a lesson. Pershing saw the terms of the armistice as being soft on the Germans. Now, the armistice,
wow,
by the way, it's crushing, debilitating, terms left the Germans in a situation where Hitler was able to rise to power.
Yeah, exactly.
All these war reparations.
Yeah, I'm just struck by how much that smacks of like an authoritarian parent like punishing a child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, we have to teach them a lesson so they'll never be bad again.
And it wasn't even the same.
Very weird.
It wasn't even the same government. At that point it was a different government that had to deal with the terms the war. So, I mean, it'd be one thing if you're talking about the Kaiser having to pay out of his, his little satchel of gold coins or whatever, pay off the stuff. But, I mean, you know, where does any king, Kaiser, Caesar, Tsar, where did any of them get their money from? They get it off the backs of the people.
Oh, of course.
And this isn't, the war wasn't perpetuated by the people.
Didn't do anything productive for it, no.
And it didn't benefit the people. So, and they didn't sign the terms, the treaties. So to go after the people doesn't make any sense. But anyway, therefore he supported those commanders who wanted to be proactive in attacking German positions, even though he knew that an armistice had been signed. Now, to me, this just doesn't make any sense to me. Please, somebody explain to me, when you know that there's peace has been a peace treaty has been signed, what rushing on the enemy position? Why that isn't murder? I mean, a peace treaty has been signed.
Yeah.
In particular, Americans suffered heavy casualties attempting to cross the river, Moussé, on the night of the 10th to the 11th.
Mark, give me your best French or whatever.
Sorry. I know a lot about World War One in general, but a lot of these, the terms, the Marne, all that stuff, I just don't know how to pronounce them all properly. The U.S. Marines taking over 1,100 casualties in that evening alone. The 89th U.S. Division, now they knew that the peace treaty was being signed. They were out there for 3 days in the woods in a trailer trying to come up with a peace treaty. But
so they knew that they were working on a peace treaty.
Yes.
The troops knew that
I don't know the troops did, but certainly their commanders did.
Okay, so the commanders of the people who ordered this march across the thing that you can't pronounce.
Yep.
Knew that there was a peace treaty being worked on, and they still did this thing, and 1,100 people died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The 89th U.S. Division was ordered to attack and take the town of Stenay on the morning of November the 11th. Now, remember, the peace treaty was signed at 5:10. Stenay was the last town captured on the Western Front, but at a cost of 300 casualties. Now, consider that this town was going to be free in 6 hours, but they went and they lost 300 American lives. Not that it matters to me where they're from. I'm just pointing it out. 300. It probably matters more to some people who are
listening. Unbelievable.
They lost 300 lives to get this thing they were going to get anyway in 6 hours.
Do you think that there's, do you think that at that point it becomes an emotional reason? Like, are they just doing it for bloodthirst or because they're so heavily...
Pershing wanted to severely defeat the Germans at a military level to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, he had a vendetta, right. So he was not... I mean, you could even say he wasn't following orders, right? Or he wasn't, like, going with what the government
doing. Are the German commanders going to be fighting real hard when they know that there's an armistice being beaten out in the woods? I mean, why...
It's not if they're sane anyway.
I mean, it's like a sucker punch almost.
Yeah.
The records that the last of the last British soldier killed in World War One was Private George Edwin Ellison of the 5th Royal Irish Lancers. He was killed in Mons, where he also fought in 1914 at 9:30 a.m., 90 minutes before the ceasefire. He may not have known that there was going to be peace when he caught that bullet in the head. You know, when his brains
somebody
were,
knew.
When his brains somebody were scrambled by a 50 caliber, gun.
Yeah,
he might not have known. The last French soldier to die, however, was Austin Trebon from the 415th Infantry Regiment. He was a runner and was in the process of taking a message to his colleagues on the front and informing them of the ceasefire, and he was hit by a single shot and killed at 10:50. So somebody on the German
and
side...
And he was bringing the message that there was a ceasefire.
Right, and he was actually bringing back a message also. He's letting them know there's going to be soup. Everybody was excited there was going to be soup. Hot soup for everybody.
Ugh.
Caught by a sniper. I mean, why isn't this murder? 10 minutes before the ceasefire
is actually scheduled
to go into effect. It was already signed 6 hours ago.
But why isn't all of it murder?
Right. What's the point of it all?
It's just government sanctioned,
so,
right?
Tell me how this forwarded... Whatever the goal was, whatever goal there was in this war, these deaths.
I can't tell you.
I can't figure out anything. The last, so going on here, 75 French soldiers were killed on November the 11th, but their graves state November the 10th. Two theories have been forwarded in this discrepancy. I go with the second one. The first was that by stating that they had died on November 10th before the war had ended, there could be no question about their family's entitlement to a war pension. The other theory is that the French government wanted to avoid any form of embarrassment or political scandal that should become come to be known that so many died on the last day of the war.
Yeah. Yeah, the family's a convenient excuse. I'm sure they would have loved to deny the family that pension. They just didn't want to look bad.
The last Canadian to die was Private George Lawrence Price of the Canadian 2nd Infantry, who was killed on Mons at 10:58 officially, 2 minutes before. There are actually stories of soldiers that were shot after 11 o'clock, too.
Yeah.
It's all so pointless. We'll tell you about the last American here shortly. 855-450-3733. You can tell I'm a rabid peacenik. Tell me why I'm wrong. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dried Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about anything you want to talk about. We are, however, here since this is the 11th day of the 11th month, talking about Armistice Day, Veterans Day, the history behind it, and what to me...
Why do people not say November 11th? Why do they say the 11th day of the 11th month and the 11th hour? Is it just for dramatic effect?
I think so. Yeah, for initially, that's how it was said.
Okay,
and,
fair enough.
You know, I mean, it has poetic flair, and I think that's the reason people stick with it. But, yeah, before we go on with it, I want to talk to you about Strategic Survival. Strategic Survival is a book, a compendium, an omnibus that will give you all the information you need in all kinds of different scenarios where you may need to be prepared. There's a lot of people that make fun of preppers, but I can tell you where they're not making fun of preppers right now is in New Jersey and New York. Because those people were ready for what happened with Hurricane Sandy or the
Hopefully they're ready to be without power for more than two weeks.
You can't count on the government.
No,
you can't count on them.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's nice if they can bring you some help, or it's nice if somebody else can bring you help. But ultimately, you're responsible for you and your family. And Strategic Survival gives you specifics, you know, products to buy, how quantities to have, you know, what you can carry, what you can do. Gives you practice training so that you can add confidence and experience. Again, go to strategicsurvival.com and get this important book.
Yeah, I've heard great reviews of that.
Yeah, it's a great book. Going on here, oh, by the way, if you want to get free archives of Free Talk Live, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. There we offer them. Going back to 2006, completely free. Most shows charge you for archives. We do not. We want you to listen if that's what you want to do. We make it easy for you. Archives.freetalklive.com. And going on with the last American to be killed in World War One, it's a particularly sad story for me. The last American soldier was Private Henry Gunter, who was killed at 10:59 a.m., Now, remember, the treaty went into effect the 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month. Officially, Gunter, and it was signed 6 hours before that. Now, I don't know whether Henry Gunter knew that the treaty went into effect in one more minute. But the fact is when he fell dead, basically at that moment, the guns fell silent. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Officially, Gunter was the last man to die in World War One. His unit had been, because actually they don't count the ones that died after 11 o'clock. Because there were plenty of people that were on, you know, patrols and things like that that, you know, for whatever reason didn't get back. They were still, they had been at war for 4 years. They're still shooting. You know, it feels still feels like war.
Mm-hmm. They just didn't get the memo.
Well, they got the memo. Gunter's commander had the memo. Mm. His unit had been ordered to advance and take a German machine gun post. It was said that even the Germans, who knew that they were literally minutes away from the ceasefire, tried to stop the Americans from attacking, waving them off.
Wow.
But when it became obvious that this had failed, they fired on their attackers and Gunter was killed. His division record stated, almost as he fell, the gunfire died away and an appalling silence prevailed. You know, I mean...
That's shocking, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what to say.
It's pretty shocking. You know, I mean, it's very difficult to ascertain a lot of these things and to some extent their story and legend, but can somebody explain to me what Henry Gunter's death accomplished? A machine gun post that the Germans abandoned a few days later?
Well, maybe it...
They started packing up that minute.
Maybe it did accomplish something, and that is that he became a poster child for... the anti-war movement, you know, the peace movement. I'm glad that he was memorialized in this way, that this story is out there to teach people and to show the pointlessness of war, right?
Yeah.
And so if it accomplished anything, I would say it would be that.
You know, I think that there... I believe in the concept of a just war. If you're a country minding your own little business, going on, doing things, letting people trade and doing whatever it is you're doing in some other country, you know, in a war of aggression, a war of conquest, attempts to invade, and you fight them off back to your borders, maybe even take it all the way to their capital. I don't have a problem with any of those stories. But... so many of those stories have been portrayed throughout history, and it turns out they're lying to us in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, for the United States getting into World War One, you know, it's really dubious as to what happened. I mean, some of the United States merchant ships, which were shipping to both sides, but 90% of the side they were supplying was the British and the Allies. You got to ask yourself, is it really so wrong of Germany to blow up a merchant ship that's going to supply the other side? I mean, haven't you, if you're supplying 90% to one, because it was difficult, basically the Allies weren't letting the United States supply Germany. It was basically they were hold off. The ships were out there.
Yeah.
The Brits had, as far as naval, they had naval superiority. And... you know, I mean, was it so wrong? The Germans had U-boats, so they had the offensive, but they didn't have the defensive capability, essentially. And, you know, so they decided to sink one of these merchant ships. Some will claim that merchant ship was sent in there with the intention of being sunk so that Woodrow Wilson could get the United States into war. He had promised to stay out. Mm-hmm. But if you really wanted to stay out, you wouldn't let merchants trade over there. And if they did decide to trade, they do it at their own risk.
Yeah.
Now, there were some claims that...
And didn't he have this grand plan, too, right? Didn't he have these, like, 10 points or something that he wanted to implement? And it was basically empire. I'll look this up and get more detail on it. I said, I didn't pay attention in history class because I hate this stuff so much.
The League of Nations was his idea,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the League of Nations, yeah, it had something to do with that.
Indeed.
Find out.
So there was also a situation in New Jersey where some people might have been blowing up a oil depot, a gas pump thing. They might have been Germans. It's hard to know. There was a situation where the Germans were speaking to Mexico about invading the United States. As if Mexico could have ever invaded the United States, but I mean, you know, there was talk of war. It was a world at war. But
it sounds like a scary time. But it's easy to get caught up in fear and give the government a lot of power during times when everybody's afraid. And you know, probably looking back on it, we can see that yeah, this was a terrible idea, and we should have never gotten involved. But
and the point I want to make is that you know, I do believe that there's this such thing as this just war. Even if I am a peacenik, I just don't think the government values you very highly. I think that they'll send you to take out a machine gun post at 10:59 when there's a peace treaty going into effect at 11 a.m. That's what I think they think of your life, that you're nothing but a bag of meat that they wouldn't even eat. That's how useless you are.
That's harsh.
You're roadkill.
It's true. Yeah. No, they don't care.
It's just so sad, but that's all I can see. I'm sure that the individual commanders, there's been them that care about their men, but clearly not the commander of Henry Gunter. This commander could have said, you know what, we're going to hold off just a second here before we take this machine gun post. But no, he wanted the prestige that comes, and I'll bet you he didn't catch a bullet, the prestige that comes from taking something in battle, from winning that victory.
Well, he sounds like a madman with a personal vendetta, but how many madmen are there, you know, in the ranks of war, in the command, in the generals, and even the presidency and the politicians?
Officially, over 10,000 men were killed, wounded, or went missing on November the 11th, 1918. Now, they didn't come back. They're not being held in some Vietnamese POW camp.
Yeah, they're not still missing.
They're dead. The Americans alone suffered over 3,000 casualties. 3,000 on November the 11th. When these losses became public knowledge, such was the anger at home that Congress held a hearing regarding the matter. In November 1919, Pershing faced a House of Representatives Committee on Military Affairs that examined whether senior Army commanders had acted accordingly in the last few days of the war. However, no one was ever charged with negligence, and Pershing remained unapologetic, remaining convinced that the Germans had gotten off lightly with the... Of course, what about the 3,000 Americans that died on that day? Did they get off lightly?
No. Well, I thought you were asking a rhetorical question.
I was asking a rhetorical question. Remaining convinced the Germans had gotten off lightly with the terms of the armistice, he also stated that although he knew about the timing of the armistice, he simply did not trust the Germans to carry out their obligations. He therefore, as commander-in-chief, ordered the army to carry on as it would normally do on any judicious commander, as any judicious commander would have done. There you go.
Yep. Why are you still supporting war? Why are you sending your sons into the military? Why are you going into the military?
He pointed out he was merely carrying out the orders of the Allies' supreme commander. Just following orders.
Following orders. That's what they always say.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.